Good morning and praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let us open our Bibles and read 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 15. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 15, King James Version. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time. Whereunto I am ordained a preacher and an apostle, I speak the truth in Christ and lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity. I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. In like manner also, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broided hair or gold or pearls or costly array, but which becometh women professing godliness with good works. Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection. But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. For Adam was first formed, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman, being deceived, was in the transgression. Notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing, if they continue in faith and charity and holiness with sobriety. Let us pray. Lord, we come before you in Jesus' name. Lord, we praise you, we adore you, and we magnify you, that you are always with us, with your promises and the Holy Spirit. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessings we receive from him. Lord, we thank you for all your faithfulness, your loving kindness to us. We are grateful to all that we receive to sustain us and provide all our needs. Lord, thank you for all answered prayers, for the healing, the salvation, your promises to us that written in your word. Lord, thank you for the deliverance, for the food, the discipline, for the shelter, for all those things in our lives had comes from you. Hallelujah. Let us now confess our sins to God. As he said in his word, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Confess and repent of your anger, laziness, the works of the flesh, your bad stewardship and bad example, non-willingness to serve God, wasting time on the media, and whatever sin you are doing. Lord, we confess our sins and renounce them. Lord, we commit ourselves not to do them again. We humble down before you to cleanse us, and purify us once again by your blood that shed on the cross for us, so we can come in your presence with clean and pure hearts. Let us now pray for our personal requests and petitions. For God said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Lord, we thank you for answering our petitions and giving us all our needs in Jesus' name. Let us pray for our families, pray for your husband, pray for your wife, pray for your children, pray for your parents, and pray for your siblings. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the families who continue to live in your will. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all those among them who are unsaved. Lord, we pray for the protection and divine intervention to every one of them. We pray for every husband to continue to persevere, to stand firm, to do your will and your plan to their families. We pray you give them wisdom how to deal with every circumstance that they are passing through. Lord, give them good health, strength, stable job and income to provide the needs of their families. We pray for their wives to have good health, strength, and submissive attitude to their husbands. We pray for each wife to unite with her husband to do your will in the affairs of their family. Lord, we pray for the youth and the children to protect them from the works of the enemy, and that they will accept the discipline of their parents and to stop wasting time on the social media. Lord, we pray that they will repent from their arrogance, pride, foolishness and naughtiness that are not pleasing in your sight. Lord, help the children and the youth to persevere in the discipline of their parents, and that they will serve you and continue to do your works and your will. Lord, we pray that you continue to help and aid all the single parents in the church to raise their children in the fear of God. Let us now pray for our jobs, pray for your boss and your colleagues to be saved. Lord, we thank you for our jobs that you gave to us to bless us and sustain us. Lord, we pray to bless the places that we are working by giving them more incomes, so we can continue to receive our salaries on time, and so we give what is due for you. Lord, we pray to help us to be a blessing to the people around us by preaching your word to them and by our good example to them, by submitting to our superiors and working diligently in order to please you. Lord, we pray for the salvation of our bosses and our colleagues and all the people that we are serving in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we earnestly ask your help to provide and sustain them and encourage them through your word. Lord, heal those who are sick among them. Give job and income to those who are jobless. and wisdom and solutions to those in trials, in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, people in our countries back home, and those whom we meet daily in the streets, in the markets, in our working places, to be saved. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to preach your gospel to them. Lord, we pray to make a way to all those people whom we are reaching, that you open and soften their hearts to choose to obey, believe, and live by your word. Lord, move upon their lives and prove your word to them. We seek your divine intervention into their life to come out from their bandages and receive the salvation that comes from you in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, and Armenia. Let us pray for the favor of God that He will provide for all the logistic needs, offices, and documentations needed. Lord, we pray for your salvation to flow to new people in these countries, that they will know you. Lord, we commit ourselves to preach the gospel to them. Lord, we commit ourselves once again to obey and follow the rules and regulations as we abide in your commands to us. Lord, protect your church, sustain and provide all the needs in those places for your glory, so your work will continue to be done. Lord, bless all those places so we your church will be blessed. Lord, uphold us and enable us to continue to reach new people, preach the gospel to them, and teach them how to live according to your word in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for revival in the church. We pray for unity and for the backsliders to repent and come back to you. Let us now pray for the church and for all the ministries of the church to grow. Let us pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregations to be planted. We pray for more people to get water baptized and more to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray that you enable us to spread the gospel in other places, to new cities, towns, villages, countries, new languages, and new ethnic groups. Lord, we pray that you will bless the church school, the church banking, the church clinic, the farming ministry, the watchman ministry, the publications, the children and youth under their parents, the wives under their husbands, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, help us and open to us effective doors to reach the lost and to impart to them your word and the true way how to live in righteousness and holiness in Jesus' name. Lord, bestow on us the spiritual gifts that we need to teach them your ways and to heal the sick, to evangelize, and to declare to them your will. Lord, we commit ourselves to reproduce more fruit of the Holy Spirit to manifest in our lives the love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control, so people will see Jesus in our lives in Jesus' name. Let us pray for our service. Lord, we lift up into your hand our service today. Bless every item of our service. Bless our prayer, our worship songs, and the giving. Lord, anoint the message and give us your word that we need and speak to us. Lord, bless also our recording to reach the rest of the church congregations, workers, members, and families and the lost, and to have the fruits that you desire to see. Lord, hear our prayers for your name's sake, that your name will be glorified in our midst. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us now stand and start to praise and worship the Lord. In Psalms chapter 95, verses 5 and 6, verses 6 and 7, this is it. Psalms 95, verses 6 and 7, O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice. Amen.
For the two dreams confirmed to him.
It's chapter 41, verse 31. And the plenty shall not be known in the land by reason of that famine following, for it shall be very grievous. That explanation was a revelation from God. Genesis chapter 41, verse 16. Genesis chapter 41, verse 16. And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, it is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. Joseph also suggested to Pharaoh the strategy to adopt in order to face the famine. First, he explained to him how to handle the 7 years of plenty, and then the way to handle and deal with the 7 years of ravaging famine. Joseph gave him the strategy from God's word and revealed to him God's will with regard to managing the famine. The first lesson we learn from what Joseph suggested to Pharaoh is that saving begins when we have plenty. Successful wise people's management to the coming famine will be dated from the time they have plenty. Those who start to save when famine begins to raise its head will face utter failure. We need to apply the same strategy as Joseph, and that will enable us to face famines in life before the famine starts. We need to be ready with our saving. Let us read and understand what Joseph told to Pharaoh. Genesis chapter 41, verses 33 to 36. Genesis chapter 41, verses 33 to 36. Now therefore, let Pharaoh look out a man discreet and wise, and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land, and take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt, and the seven plenteous years. And let them gather all the food of those good years that come, and lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities. And that food shall be for store to the land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not through the famine. Number one, the need for a wise and discreet leader. Genesis chapter 41, verse 33. Genesis chapter 41, verse 33. Now therefore, let Pharaoh look out a man discreet and wise, and set him over the land of Egypt. When the leader of the family or the church leader is wise and discreet, he works conscientiously. He uses time and resources to his advantage, keeping in mind the people dependent on him. Wise and discreet leaders work for the day and achieve good things for the future. A leader who has learning towards saving shows true concern and is capable of seeing the future through God's eyes and the scriptures. A leader who has no concern about saving is neither wise nor concerned about the future. Second, a body of committed people should be committed to executing such command. Genesis chapter 41, verse 34. Genesis chapter 41, verse 34. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land and take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt and the seven plenteous years. Awareness should be raised on saving and storing as good stewards for all the resources that God has and will give us as a family and as a church, translating that into actual savings and keeping aside to meet the future demands. Every member of the church and every worker need to be exposed and oriented towards such teaching to avoid the aftermath of bad management of resources. I teach and mobilize all the members and workers with me toward knowing and living this teaching. Circumstances and events have proved the danger of moving in life without biblical instructions about saving. Joseph suggested to Pharaoh that he should collect one-fifth of all plenteous years. Genesis chapter 41, verse 34. Genesis chapter 41, verse 34. Take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in the seven plenteous years. That amount is equal to 20% of all the income for all the plenteous years. The blessing of God in the life of the church and in the life of each and every member, worker, or family will go through seasons. Sometimes there is plenty, and sometimes there is scarcity. Therefore, we need to use the opportunity and motivate those who are under the blessing to keep saving for the future in order for them to be ready for the time of scarcity. Joseph had acknowledged his dependency on God to Pharaoh for the revelation of the dream. Genesis chapter 41, verse 16. Genesis chapter 41, verse 16. And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, "It is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace." He explained the dream carefully to Pharaoh as God had explained it to him. Therefore, we can easily conclude that the solution that Joseph gave to Pharaoh to face the 7 years of famine was God's instructions and not Joseph. It was truly fulfilled in the scripture. Genesis chapter 41, verse 16. Genesis chapter 41, verse 16. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. It is revealed in the scriptures below that it was not Joseph's opinion, but God's. Genesis chapter 41, verse 25, verse 28, verse 39. Genesis chapter 41, verse 25, verse 28, verse 39. And Joseph said unto Pharaoh, "The dream of Pharaoh is one. God had showed Pharaoh what he is about to do." Verse 28, "This is the thing which I have spoken unto Pharaoh. What God is about to do, he showeth unto Pharaoh." Verse 39, "And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, For as much as God had showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art." In Genesis chapter 41, it shows clearly to us how much we need to save. We need to save a minimum of 20% of our income. One-fifth of our entire income needs to be put aside as saving. If we obey God today, we shall receive from God an answer of peace during the time of famine. But if we disobey Him and His instructions, we will be swallowed up by the famine. Third, places need to be prepared for the store. Places needed to be prepared for the store. Genesis chapter 41, verse 35. Genesis chapter 41, verse 35. "And let them gather all the food of those good years that come, and lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities. At that time, they stored grain in stores to keep it intact for a long period of time. During the 7 years of plenty, grains were stored in this way, and it served the purpose during the 7 years of famine. The amount that was collected in the first year was to be consumed in the 8th year, and the amount that was collected in the 7th year was to be eaten in the 40th year. Today, we need to and can save our income in form of cash in banks and a suitable currency that is stable and or well recognized all over the world. We need to avoid changing from one currency to another to avoid loss during the exchange process. Money needs to be saved in banks in the form of fixed deposits over a period of time so we can get some interest from them. Moreover, since it is a fixed deposit account, we will not have easy access to the money, and this can prevent us from easily falling into the temptation of withdrawing money and spending it. I teach my disciples and workers to save in banks, and whenever they get a good amount, I instruct them to put it into time deposit schemes. Fourth, prepare a strategic reserve. Prepare a strategic reserve. Genesis chapter 41, verse 36. Genesis chapter 41, verse 36. And that food shall be for store to the land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not through the famine. In terms of stable financial status, we need to have the following categories of resources. Category number one, we need to have a regular amount of money for daily living. Category number two, we need to have a regular amount of money to deal with urgent situations and states of emergency that arise in life. Category number three, we need to have a good amount of money on hand as a reserve for the future. This we can call as the strategic reserve that will be used so that the families and the church will not perish during the time of severe famine. All the members, workers, and families in the church, as well as the church treasury, should be trained and be prepared so that they have all the three categories of resources. When Joseph explained to Pharaoh the dreams and gave him the instructions of what to do, Pharaoh humbled himself. Genesis chapter 41, verse 37. Genesis chapter 41, verse 37. And the thing which was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all his servants. The solution for all our financial problem is to be humble and to have the willingness to accept the instructions that come from God's word. One of the difficult teaching that I have introduced to the Church of God is the teaching on saving. The reason behind it is it requires people to be humble, submit to discipline, and to keep away from indulging in worldly pleasures and from following traditional practices. It will prove to be very beneficial to the people and the church in the days of famine, allowed by God to test and justly judge our stewardships. Truly, Pharaoh and the people with him humbled themselves. In fact, they not only appreciated the idea and its application, but they also appreciated and valued Joseph, who instructed them what to do. Genesis chapter 41, verses 38 to 39. Genesis chapter 41, verses 38 to 39. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a one as this is, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, For as much as God hath showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Pharaoh recognized that Joseph had the Spirit of God, based on the advice and the instruction that they received from him, that he received a revelation directly from God. When I speak to the people about saving, they ask me, is this what really God wants us to do? The truth is this. When pride and worldliness consume the people, and when their selfish desire prevails, they are not willing to deny themselves and the things they want to do. Pharaoh was willing to humble down and was willing to give up worldly pleasures to be able to save one-fifth of the income of food. Today, the people of God strongly resist the teaching of saving. Therefore, more famines from God are on its way to consume those who refuse to discipline themselves in order to save. I don't get intimidated by anyone who will scoff at me when I teach about stewardship and lay emphasis on saving. My reason for that is not only because the scripture teaches us, but also because of my experience with people who have faced financial ruin. I have wept many times witnessing families and individuals being swallowed not by crocodiles, lions, or snakes, but by bank loans and credit card debts. Let us continue. Genesis chapter 41, verses 40 to 44. Genesis chapter 41, verses 40 to 44. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand and arrayed him in vesture of fine linen and put a gold chain about his neck. And he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had, and they cried before him, bow the knee. And he made him ruler over all the lands of Egypt. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without thee shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the lands of Egypt. Pharaoh appointed Joseph in the midst of great honor over all the land of Egypt. This was ordained by God to execute his plan to put the whole land of Egypt under discipline and on the important project of saving. Pharaoh sensed and valued the importance of such a project to his country. Nowadays, many families, many who serve God, and many churches face famine and are under the heavy yoke of debts brought upon themselves due to their disobedience of God's word and lack of planning to save the one-fifth of their income during the years of plenty. Genesis chapter 41, verse 44. Genesis chapter 41, verse 44. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without thee shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt. This great authority invested upon Joseph was an acknowledgement of Pharaoh's appreciation for Joseph's revelation from God. Pharaoh gave Joseph the free hand over the land of Egypt, and that no one should lift up hand or feet without his permission. The savings of the families that constitute the church should be under the observation and the scrutiny of the church leader. He should be the one to approve or stop the use of the strategic reserve. The head of the family should exercise self-control over their finances and learn to control themselves not to touch and use the strategic reserve for each and every person. The development of the strategic reserve will take several years. This we saw in Joseph's case. It took 7 years for Joseph to build the strategic reserve for Egypt. Self-control is very much needed, starting from the stage of its inception to its maturity. Genesis chapter 41, verse 45. Genesis chapter 41, verse 45. And Pharaoh called Joseph's name Sapnath-Panea, and he gave him to wife Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On. And Joseph went out over all the land of Egypt. The meaning of Sapnath-Paneah is treasury of the glorious rest. Good budgeting and disciplined in spending with appropriate saving of a fifth of our income will give us an answer of peace from all financial constraints. Joseph married during the 7 years of prosperity. It is good to learn that time of prosperity is the time of settlement, and settlement is the best time to start a family. He had two sons from Asenath, his wife, during the 7 years of plenty. Genesis chapter 41, verses 50 to 52. Genesis chapter 41, verses 50 to 52. And unto Joseph were born two sons before the 7 years of famine came, which Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, bare unto him. And Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, for God said, he hath made me forget all my toil and all my father's house. And the name of the second called he Ephraim, for God hath caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. If we know how to handle our finances by abiding by the instructions of God's word and the teaching and the discipline of the church about saving, then we will be made fruitful in the land that God has placed us in. He will give us forgetfulness of all our previous sufferings. Financial relief will ameliorate our lives. Genesis chapter 41, verses 46 to 49. Genesis chapter 41, verses 46 to 49. And Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh and went throughout all the lands of Egypt. And in the seven plenteous years, the earth brought forth by handfuls. And he gathered up all the food of the 7 years which were in the land of Egypt, and they laid up the food in the cities. The food of the field which was run about every city laid he up in the same. And Joseph gathered corn as the sand of the sea very much until he left numbering, for it was without number. We get ideas for developing strategic reserve from the life of Joseph, from the points mentioned below. Letter A, diligence from a young age. Diligence from a young age. When Joseph was just 30, he started to collect for the strategic reserve. Genesis chapter 41, verse 46. Genesis chapter 41, verse 46. And Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. We need to teach and train our children and disciples to begin saving from their young age. Letter B, use the opportunity to collect in the time of plenty. Use the opportunity to collect in the time of plenty. Genesis chapter 41, verse 47. Genesis chapter 41, verse 47. And in the seven plenteous years, the earth brought forth by handfuls. Many people waste the resources in the time of plenty without being aware that their resources sooner or later will be exhausted. Letter C, maintain a high level of discipline and show commitment in the task assigned. Maintain a high level of discipline and show commitment in the task assigned. Joseph collected a portion of the grain that the earth brought forth for 7 long years. Genesis chapter 41, verse 48. Genesis chapter 41, verse 48. And he gathered up all the food of the 7 years which were in the land of Egypt, and laid up the food in the cities, the food of the field, which was run about every city, laid he up in the same. As long as there was plenty, Joseph collected the grain with true commitment and gladness, operating under the wisdom of God. Letter D, exercise perseverance in doing every task in every place that is accessible. exercise perseverance in doing every task in every place that is accessible. During those 7 years, Joseph collected all the excess food in the land of Egypt and stored it in the cities. In every city, he laid up the food from the fields around it. Genesis chapter 41, verse 48. Genesis chapter 41, verse 48. And he gathered up all the food of the 7 years which were in the land of Egypt, and laid up the food in the cities. The food of the field, which was round about every city, laid he up in the same. We need to continue to motivate every member, worker, and family in the church to adopt that same attitude. In addition to that, in the church treasury, a reserve should be kept. Letter E. Never get deceived by times of plenty and stop collecting. Never get deceived by times of plenty and stop collecting. Genesis chapter 41, verse 49. Genesis chapter 41, verse 49. And Joseph gathered corn as the sand of the sea, very much until he left numbering, for it was without number. When there was plenty around Joseph and the blessings were overflowing, he was not deceived by the thought, there is so much, why I should attempt to collect to save. And some will add this statement, anyway, it is always there. When I need it, I will take it. Many people will not collect and save because they can see that there is plenty, and they will not believe that one day the plenty will go away. Joseph was not deceived with the plenty that he was seeing in front of his eyes in the whole 7 years of plenty. I believe that this is the one of the most common reasons given by people who do not want to save because there is plenty in front of their eyes, but they are not aware that the plenty simply may vanish from in front of their eyes just overnight. Genesis chapter 41, verses 53 to 54. Genesis chapter 41, verses 53 to 54. And the 7 years of plenteous years that was in the land of Egypt were ended. And the 7 years of drought began to come, according as Joseph had said. And the drought was in all lands, but in all the land of Egypt there was bread. Sooner or later, the plenty will cease and God will test everyone according to what he did in his stewardship. God would allow famine to come and be severe to see clearly who would have savings. And that happened when God sent the famine at the time of Joseph. In all lands, the famine was evident except in Egypt because Joseph worked hard for 7 years. Joseph passed the test in flying colors in the eyes of God. Therefore, let's strive to follow his footsteps so we also pass the test in flying colors. Those who live in constant discipline and perseverance will be differentiated by God from the wasteful ones through his famine. Their good stewardship will speak for them. Injustice, corruption, and wickedness may disallow faithful people from being commended and recognized, but faithfulness is their stewardship in their stewardship will finally overcome all the evil work against them. Genesis chapter 41, verse 55. Genesis chapter 41, verse 55. And when all the land of Egypt was famished, the people cried to Pharaoh for bread. And Pharaoh said unto all the Egyptians, go unto Joseph. What he saith to you, do. Joseph certainly stood out in the crowd when the famine came upon the land of Egypt. Pharaoh directed all the people who came to him during the famine to go to Joseph and to do what he told them to do. Not only those who are good stewards will truly be honored and will be most sought after in time of scarcity, but also they will be a source of relief to others who have nothing to eat. God will allow hardships and trials to pass on all the people. The unfaithful will be caught with their dishonest stewardships, but the faithful stewards will glow and shine. Hence, let us understand that there is no escape from hardship and trials, but it is your grit, tenacity to save, and perseverance plus with God's wisdom that will see you through. Next verse, Genesis chapter 41, verse 56. Genesis chapter 41, verse 56. And the famine was over all the face of the earth, and Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold unto the Egyptians, and the famine waxed sore in the land of Egypt. Joseph sold to the Egyptians what he had kept in reserve in the storehouses. So he received a payment for the grain he sold. So here we can see that Joseph did not lose what he saved for nothing, but he replaced them with money. Those who save in store will not incur a loss during times of scarcity. Instead, they will receive a resourceful income. Joseph was a source of blessing to the whole land of Egypt, and he was big help to the people in times of severe scarcity, and we must also be the same. Those who think to save are highly responsible people who can help other people around them, as Joseph helped the Egyptians. Verse 57, Genesis chapter 41, verse 57. Not only Egypt benefited from God's great project that he had initiated through Joseph, a man of diligence and discipline, but also other nations benefited. The church that keeps savings and also teaches members and the families to do the same will soon extend her influence to other nations. Genesis chapter 42, verses 1 to 2. Genesis chapter 42, verses 1 to 2. Now when Jacob saw that there was corn in Egypt, Jacob said unto his sons, "Why do you look one upon another?" And he said, "Behold, I have heard that there is corn in Egypt. Get you down thither and buy for us from thence, that we may live and not die." The family of Jacob moved toward Egypt due to the famine in Canaan and the availability of food in Egypt, thanks to Joseph for his wise stewardship. This event resulted in the reunion of Joseph with his brothers, and particularly his brother Benjamin and Jacob, his father. All of them came to live in the land of Egypt upon the invitation of Joseph to share in the plenty in the midst of famine. So we can conclude that saving may also be instrumental in rebuilding families and uniting them. My dear and beloved, let us humble ourselves before God and before His Word and be willing to respond to the teaching we receive in this message and start to organize ourselves in order to be able to use the plenty that God is giving and start to save the fifth of it in a systematic way so we can be ready for any famine that may come in the future. Let us be diligent, organized, working with faith to achieve the good plan that God has for us and for His church. Let us pray. Let us all stand. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your encouraging word that teaches me to save the one-fifth of all that what you are giving to me. Lord, thank you for the plenty of resources that you have given to me. And thank you for all the teaching, the corrections, and the admonishments that I receive in this message. Repent and renounce all your sins. Renounce your bad stewardship and wasting your resources. Repent of your pride, arrogance, boasting, and showing off. Repent of your worldliness, your love for material things and your unnecessary spending on worldly things. Repent of your stubbornness and unwillingness to take warning. Repent of your unwillingness to save. Confess and your laziness and being not organized. Confess your arrogance and unwillingness to go along His will and the plan that He has for you. Repent of your unwillingness to suffer for Christ and to serve Him. Lord, I repent and renounce the following sins. Lord, I commit myself to live according to the principles that we received from your word, to be good steward, start to save, and to gather the extra that you are giving me in store for the future. Lord, I am willing to go through the good plan that you have for me and to build up the strategic reserve for the future. Lord, I commit myself to serve you, to suffer for your cause in serving your purpose in my life and in the life of the people. Lord, thank you for my brothers and sisters who repented of their sins and are willing to follow your word and live the style of life that you want them to live, to save and be ready for the future and for any famine that may take place. Lord, increase their faith, give them diligence and perseverance to the task, and make them obedient to continue to obey you and be a good example to others in their stewardship. In Jesus' name, amen. Many hearts are hungry tonight. Many trapped in darkness yearn for the light. So many who are far from home, and many who are lost. Oh Lord, your wonder children need the power of the cross. As bread that is broken, use our lives. As wine that is poured out, a willing sacrifice. Empower us, Father, to share the love of Christ. As bread that is broken, Lord, use our lives. Help us to begin where we are. Help us love the people near to our hearts. Then give our faith a mission field wherever you may call. Lord, love your word through each of us until we touch them all. As bread that is broken, you our lives, as wine that is poured out, a willing sacrifice. Empower us, Father, to share the love of Christ. As bread that is broken, Lord, use our Lord, bless us as a church and help us to continue to teach about stewardship and train the church members and the families to continue to save and manage their lives and expenses well in preparing the future. Lord, give us unity and help us to work as a one team to do that. Lord, lead us to teach new people those principles of today's message that they need in their lives. Lord, fill us with the Holy Spirit and give us the spiritual gifts that we need in our lives to go on and evangelize and make new disciples and train new workers to go and plant more Bible studies and congregations for the church. Lord, we pray for more people to be water baptized and receive the Holy Spirit baptism. Lord, prepare us for your coming to go with you when you come. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm reaching for the prize and giving everything. I give my life for this. It's what I live for. Nothing will keep me from all that you have for me. Hold my head up high. I live for you. Greater is he that's living in me than he that is in the world. Faith. I can move the mountain. I can do all things through Christ. I know faith, standing and believing. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen.